Tantor Audio presents How to Shit in the Woods, 3rd Edition, An Environmentally Sound Approach to a Lost Art. By Kathleen Meyer. Narrated by Christine Vam. I did shite 3 great turds. Fables of Aesop, Caxton Translation, Volume 15, 1484. Thou shalt have a place also without the camp where thou shalt go forth abroad, and thou shalt have a paddle upon thy weapon, and it shall be when thou shalt ease thyself abroad, thou shalt dig therewith, and thou shalt turn back, and cover that which cometh from thee. Deuteronomy chapter 23, verses 12 through 13. Original Preface. In response to nature's varied calls, How to Shit in the Woods presents a collection of techniques, stumbled upon by myself, usually in a most graceless fashion, to assist the latest generation of backwoods enthusiasts still fumbling with their drawers. Just as important is the intention to answer a different, more desperate cry from nature in conveying essential and explicit environmental precautions about wilderness toiletries applicable to a variety of seasons, climates, and terrains. For many millennia, our ancestors squatted successfully in the woods. You might think it would follow that everyone would know how by instinct. Nature simply takes its course when a colon is bulging or a bladder bursting. But its course, I cheerlessly and laboriously discovered, was subject to infinite miserable destinations. Several seasons of guiding city folks down whitewater rivers both sharpened my squatting skills and assured me I wasn't alone in the klutz department. Frequently, the strife and anxiety experienced in the bushes were more intense than any sweat produced by the downstream roar of a monster raft-eating rapid. Those summers on rivers led me to a couple of firm conclusions. 1. Monster rapids inspire a lot of squatting, which in turn supports a wealth of study material for 2. 2. And ultimately one of the subjects that prompted this publication, finesse at shitting in the woods, or anywhere else for that matter, is not come by instinctively. That might sound as though I were a regular peeping Joan, but with several dozen bodies squatting behind the few bushes and boulders of a narrow river canyon, I found it practically impossible not to trip over a few, exhibiting all manner of contorted expressions and positions, every day. Generally, a city-bred adult can expect to be no more successful than a tottering 1-year-old in dropping his or her pants to squat. Shitting in the woods is an acquired rather than innate skill, a skill honed only by practice, a skill all but lost to the bulk of the population, along with the art of making soap, carding wool, and skinning buffalo. We are now many generations potty trained on indoor plumbing and accustomed to our privacy, comfort, and convenience. To a person brought up on the spiffy, silenced flush toilet hidden away behind the bolted bathroom door, elimination in the backcountry can degenerate rapidly into a frightening physical hazard, an embarrassing mess, or, incredibly, a week-long attack of avoidance constipation. A lust for wilderness vacations and exotic treks keeps on exploding out of our metropolitan confines. With the same furor that marked the 19th century westward race to fulfill manifest destiny, rat race victims now seek respite in the wilds from 21st century urban madness. Masses of bodies are thundering through forests, scurrying up mountain peaks, flailing down rivers, and, without some attention on our part, leaving a wake of toilet paper and fecal matter Mother Nature cannot fathom. It's not unrealistic to fear that within a few more years, the last remaining pristine places could well exhibit conditions equal to the world's worst slums. Anyone who has come upon a favorite, once lovely beach or riverbank, trashed with litter, knows the horror. But greater than the visual impact of rapidly increasing human waste in the woods are the veiled environmental consequences. Tragically, no longer can we drink from even the most remote, crystal-clear streams without the possibility of contracting giardiasis, a disease spread through fecal deposits in or about the waterways, a disease unknown in the U.S. wilderness prior to the 1970s. Once the authorities have taken over preservation, it is, to my mind, already too late. Rules and regulations imposed by government agencies, although now absolutely necessary in many areas, are themselves rude incursions into majestically primitive surroundings and antipodal to the freedom wildness represents. Rules, signs, application forms, and their ensuing costs are truly a pain in the ass, brought about not solely by increased numbers of persons, but also by the innocently unaware and the blatantly irresponsible. The willingness to inspire preservation comes most naturally from those who delight in the untrammeled wilds. It is they, we, who have the greatest responsibility for respect, care, and education. And it is we who must learn and teach others how and where to shit in the woods. Third edition preface. With How to Shit in the Woods coming into its against all odds 21st year of life, I've begun to think of it as finally legal, amazing even myself. When long ago I set about scribbling the first chapter, everyone but a few friends had counseled that shit would be no word for a cover, no word for a bookstore window. I should title it When Nature Calls. Too blah, I muttered, too esoteric. Then, in fact, numerous publishers refused to touch the manuscript, as if it off-gassed whiffles of the real stuff. Even divisions of Random House, who, in a bit of irony, have recently acquired the rights, all passed on it. But, driven as I was by the sight of desecrated beaches and woodland paths over 16 years of guiding whitewater rafting trips, and with no background in writing, the voice that kept bubbling up from within was one of directness. My mission, as it were, became to haul this taboo topic into the light of day. Nuances of my original struggle with terminology and title are discussed in the author's note. As it turned out, when finally in print, the guide, in all its shitty glory, shot out the gate at the Frankfurt Book Fair, running away with Bookseller Magazine's prize for oddest book title of the year. And the next thing I knew, well, nearly, it had become a training aid for the respectable likes of scout troops, outdoor schools, and inner-city wilderness programs. For rangers with the U.S. Forest Service, National Park Service, and Bureau of Land Management, for whitewater rafting guides, and for members of the military. 7 languages later now, sales have passed 2.5 million. Word filters back that copies have been spotted gracing a library shelf at McMurdo Station, Antarctica, selling in a country store north of the Arctic Circle, but decking a bookstore in South Africa and a B&B in Scotland. How to Shit has traveled the world, from South Africa to Zimbabwe to New Zealand, Australia, Malaysia, Japan, Canada's Northwest Territories, Ireland, Scotland, England, Denmark, Poland, Spain, France, Germany, Estonia, Slovenia, and India. Since that blustery December day in 1989, when Phil Wood and George Young at 10 Speed Press committed to unveiling, front and center, a scatological expletive, squatting down to shit in this old world, hasn't been the same. Because of the scandalous nature of the title, with the first printing, 10 Speed's clever marketing department offered a choice in covers. The one you hold now, and a rendition with a bleeped-out scatological expletive, How to Blank in the Woods, its lowercase black lettering set on a green sprig of mountain maple against, I've always thought, a rather pea-yellow background. Yet, from title pages onward, identical books. Let the public decide where their sensibilities lie, and decide they rapidly did. In 1993, a federal multi-agency task force bearing the appellation Human Waste Management of Federal Lands was set up to probe the problem and raise awareness. Luverne Gressing of Idaho's Bureau of Land Management, BLM, directed the effort. I spoke to Grussing that year in preparation for my second edition, but it wasn't until 2010, when I looked him up again, that I heard the entire story. The task force had grown inadvertently out of a river trip. Cy Jameson.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?